Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Tell us about some signs of spring.
Despite the recent weather.
Despite the snow and the bomb cyclone. Yeah. Talk to us about spring, please.
Okay. No problem. It's happening. There's just no stopping it. And it just, some really fun things that, despite the fact that there's still a lot of snow on the ground, especially inland from the lake in particular, there are familiar neighbors arriving very regularly now, appearing in the picture. And some things still lingering. So some years our red poles have already left the scene by now, those that hang out around our place, but they are still among us. So it's nice to have them lingering a little longer. I'm appreciating that. But I wrote down some dates because that's just what I do, being interested in phenology and all. So on March 27th, we had the first trumpeter swans come and circle around the marsh and ponds and lakes, rivers by our house that they are interested in. I imagine these are the swans that have been using this area for breeding. So they came to see, well, what is the situation? Can we move in yet? Right. Is the place ready? And so that was really exciting to already hear them in March. And by the 11th of April, then we were hearing them much more regularly in the mornings, for instance.
So they stayed.
So sometime between then, those two times, they came and are probably hanging out more closely, probably going other places too. But since I'm hearing them pretty regularly now in the mornings, just up out of sight, they're not circling, they're not flying over, they're up somewhere, you know, out of sight, but trumpeting away and having interactions with...
Do they need open water?
They can hang out on the ice, but for feeding, they need open water. So when we've had these periods where what was open may have iced over temporarily, they may fly off somewhere else, you know, some upper reaches of the brule or something that are more open than stayed open despite the colder weather. So they may still have to move around at times, but they're definitely spending time where they'll be for the summer. We would like that. In early April, I saw my first buffleheads, so these are ducks, out on Lake Superior. You know, we often see these birds on the river by our house, but not yet. I also heard from a friend that they saw a wood duck out on Lake Superior. Doing just fine. Any port in a storm.
Exactly.
No other place
to go. Any open water in the spring.
Yeah. And there are a few places where birds can go to get off, like the lake when it then got quite boisterous during the snow and wind, like the Brule River, for instance. The rivers are opening up, so some of those mouths have more protected areas where waterfowl could go if they wanted to get off the big waves and wind. So there are some options, but not too many yet, and not too much action inland that I've seen or heard of. On April 8th, we saw the first chipmunk out at our house. I kind of wondered if this chipmunk that we saw was maybe out because of it had been flooded out of some part of its overwintering spot, got uncomfortable, or, you know, there'd been a lot of rains and melting, and we haven't seen it again, so apparently it had somewhere to go, but so that was fun to see. April 11th, I heard a report of a robin, and I know you now have seen
Yes, 2 days ago.
Too. So that was the 10th, so right around that same time. And this robin was about 5 miles up the Sawbill, was not down on the shore where things were more open. Just a few days before that, when I was going home in the evening, so right at like just before 8 o'clock, you know, really dusk time of day, I got a glimpse of two different woodcocks. So they have showed up. Then we hadn't had the more recent snow yet, but it was still all snow covered where I saw them. And so they were along the edge of the road. That's the only place where the sun on certain aspects has been able to carve out the ditch or whatever and free that up from snow. So they're just going for whatever they can to find some ground that's soft enough to poke into. So that was exciting to see. Let's see, what else? I've heard reports of snow buntings moving around. I've heard several people, including folks here at the station, talked about having seen snowshoe hares that have been caught in the middle. It's sort of like being caught with your pants down.
In this case, pants brown.
Pants brown, right. Exactly. It's part of something they experience at both ends of the winter. You can either be too early with your white coat or too early with your brown coat, depending upon the circumstances. So this is a vulnerable time of year for hares, just because they can end up standing out a lot more than they typically do. But it apparently doesn't come at a big enough cost to have really changed the way they do things. Evolutionarily, the benefits outweigh the risks that these shoulder seasons mean. In the plant world, the river at our place is flowing. There's still a lot of ice in the channel. Water's, you know, flowing over it. Some places it's ice free, but there's ice on the margins, sometimes up out of the water, sometimes under the water. And where the current is fastest, and it's kind of got a rocky substrate, is an area where there's always just loaded with marsh marigolds in the spring. And back in the end of March, when some of that faster moving parts of the channel had become free of some ice, you could see down to the bottom. I could see that the leaves and stems of the marsh marigolds were already already there and green and poking themselves up, getting so once things kind of clear out, they'll be there. And same with the male catkins of birch and alders in particular. The alders, just about all the alders now, it's very obvious that the male catkins have extended. Some are very close to shedding pollen, especially down by the lake. So the first non-humid air and breezy day, they'll be shedding pollen. So those of us who have pollen allergies will be probably feeling those effects, but that's a sure sign of spring. And then I have, even along the Lake Superior shore, I have seen some real noticeable swelling of little groups or individuals of aspen and balm of Gilead, their flower buds quite obviously swollen, not open yet. Nothing's actually blooming, but very much open. And I would expect that willows will be in full bloom. I mean, the pussy willows are out, you know, those nice hairy, furry looking buds are out and protected by those hairs, but they're not blooming really yet. The flower parts aren't out and exposed, but that will be happening here pretty quick. Any place warm, south-facing slope, any place that has the right aspect, it'll be very soon. And I bet we'll find some actually in bloom. And those, of course, are among the very first opportunities for our pollinators who come out early to get their first taste of spring.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods and waters. Thanks again for talking to us about the first signs of spring.
You're welcome.